Now, before we actually get to Beat the Hammer, I just realized I have a problem, which means we have a problem.
Great. Right.
So for everyone listening, we are in a new location about 3 weeks ago, and the soundproof booth that is the best option we have is inside. There's actually other people in the area, but I can't hear the show. But I need a key card to get into that area. Usually I use it with my phone, but last night when I checked in, I didn't do the phone check-in. I actually got a key card, and I threw the key card out this morning.
Great move. Terrific job.
So I can't get in that room. Fran, can you get me in that room?
Just walk farther down that way. You could just go around the corner.
Yeah, like you can go around the corner where those shops are, I guess.
Go around the corner.
All right, Fran, you got to turn the audio down then to make sure I can't hear it. I'll go far enough, and I will tell you when I can no longer hear anything. Is that fair?
This should go smooth.
Fair. Okay, all right. Let's play. This will work. It'll be okay, but Fran.
Wait. Can you hear anything in the bathroom? Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Wait. I can see you guys can wave to me, and I'll see you from down there. That way it'll hasten me getting back and having my victory, which I'm looking forward to. All right. Let's play a little game with – I see a little man named Mike and Ben Salem, some chump challenging me. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So, straight out the gates, I think you're calling Mike a little man.
He is a little man.
How do you know?
Yeah, what if he's like 6'5"?
Because he's an idiot
Wade.
For trying to challenge me.
Whoa.
Only an idiot would challenge the hammer, all right? Which means you're a little man. Maybe not physically, but what's the word I'm looking for? Figuratively. He's a figurative little man, and he actually might be a physically little man as well. I know he's a loser because he's challenging me. Beat the Hammer is brought to his
mind. Really gone for it now.
What is wrong with you in your brain?
Dude, I got a 16-game.
That are wrong.
I got a 16-game hammer streak.
Okay, great.
No, I know it's great. You don't have
Mike,
to tell me.
Please.
Don't tell me it's great.
Please.
I'm aware it's
We're
great.
We're behind you, man.
All right, Pizza Hammer is brought to us by First Trust Bank, the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region. Found it in South Philadelphia in 1934, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 262-41 with a 16-game hammer streak. We play Pizza Hammer. And we've got this guy, Mike, on the line ready to challenge me. Reminder to everyone, Dick Vermeil in about 12 minutes joins the show. Mike, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Mike, give me your height and weight. Let's find out if it's literal or only figurative.
Mike, please don't feel
height
like
and weight, Mike.
Yeah,
and
I'm interested.
And don't lie.
I'm about 6'4", 225.
Yes, he is!
Wow!
Yes. There you go.
I love this.
Mike, how many inches you got?
Oh, Joe, could you be my... Come on, man.
I mean, I need something to my advantage. I'm not 6'4". All right. Mike, I noticed you didn't answer that question.
Yeah, it's because Mike was smart. All right.
Mike, good luck to you, pal. I mean it. Good luck. You're going to need it. I'm going to step not in the soundproof booth, but way the hell far away that I won't be able to hear. Good luck to you, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Get out of
here.
Scram.
Sounds like Mike is pretty reserved.
I like this. Mike not taking the bait, as they say. You know?
Absolutely.
I feel like that approach usually rattles Joe.
I agree.
I think Joe seems a bit rattled right now.
I do too.
Yeah.
He's walking. We can see him walking, and he's gesturing to us. We don't really know what the gestures mean.
Is he trying to say can hear, not hear?
Now he's just walking with his hands in his pockets, sort of just head down. I don't know why he's... Wow. Okay.
I think
he believes he's far
now
enough.
Now he's watching us.
Now he's standing far away.
Right, what are we doing
he
here? We got Dick Vermeil coming up in 10
We're
minutes.
Good.
We're good to go.
He no all longer right. can hear
all right,
us.
Just
Mike,
go. Yeah,
are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready.
Good. All right. Let's roll, Mike. Our category for the week is the Phillies begin to embark on their postseason journey. We're going to wrap up the 2024 baseball season. Are you ready to roll, my friend? 2024 MLB season is our category. You ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. The Arizona Diamondbacks are one of five teams who had a record above 500 but didn't make the playoffs. Name one of the other four.
Mariners.
What player has won three straight batting titles for three different teams?
Luis Urias.
Who is the only team to win their division each of the last four seasons?
Astros.
Who won the American League Triple Crown of pitching this season?
Scooble.
What division had four teams finish with a winning record?
Can you say that again?
What division had four teams finish with a winning record?
National League East.
Ooh, so close. AL Central, but a really strong, strong performance, Mike.
Lord.
Four out of five. Rattled them off. It's the best performance you've had in a while. I feel pretty good about this, Mike.
That's what 10 seconds left. We're trying not to react in any way right now.
We're going
to
put this on.
Joe is jogging back. He's jogging back.
All right, Mike, we're going to put you on hold here.
Boy, that's an ugly jog.
Put him down as the hammer makes his way back in. Slowly.
He is back, and it is slowly. He did try to jog.
No, I did good. I did good. I'll tell you what I forgot to do, though. Say what this guy Mike is playing for. James, what was the prize today?
Hold on one sec.
Thank you, sir. Want to give this guy a chance to know the prize he's not going to get.
That is great. Oh, wow, look at that. All right, prize today is a Philadelphia Phillies navy blue cap with a red P.
Okay, there it is. Getting you ready for Red October.
All right.
All right, how did Mike and Ben Salem do?
You ready to roll here, buddy?
Ben.
Hell yeah. All right, good. Well, let's roll. Our category for the week. It is the 2024 MLB season. We're wrapping it up as the Phillies begin the postseason. The 2024.
There better be an Aaron Judge question in here somewhere.
2024 MLB season, you ready to roll?
Not really.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked.
You know I pay attention to the Phillies and not much else. You're a dirty dog here, Sal.
55 seconds. Here we go. Okay. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one.
Sure.
The Arizona Diamondbacks are one of five teams who had a record above 500 but didn't make the playoffs. Name one of the other four.
I'll come back to it.
What player has won three straight batting titles for three different teams?
Say it again.
What player has won three straight batting titles for three different teams?
Oh, boy, that guy used to play for the Marlins, maybe. I'll come back to that.
Who is the only team to win their division each of the last four seasons?
Whew. Only team to win the division each of the last four seasons, I will say, boy, I'll say Houston.
Who won the American League Triple Crown of pitching this season?
I don't know.
What division had four teams finish with a winning record?
Say it again?
What division had four teams finish with a winning record?
I'll say the AL East. All right, batting title, I forget that Marlins guy. Above 500, I will say that did not make the playoffs. I'll say Boston. AL
Time!
Wow.
Yes!
This guy.
Yeah, baby!
Finally!
Who are some of these losers? AL pitcher?
So
AL pitcher? I got to follow AL pitchers in my life.
Yes, you know who got it right? Your opponent, Mike, nailed it. Tariq Skubal won the AL Triple Crown of pitching.
What's his name?
Tariq Skubal. He also pitched game one for the Tigers. He'll be pitching in the ALDS.
Skubal.
Don't
ask me about a Tigers pitcher. What is this? Detroit Sports Radio or Philadelphia Sports Radio? With Doyle Alexander, I got to answer a Tiger.
Is a boss.
Mike, he got four right, dude. You can't complain.
He
was going to win.
He whooped
Mike. Way to go, man.
It wasn't even close, buddy.
No, obviously. All right, Mike, congratulations to you, man. That's very – if you got four right, that's very impressive.
Thank you, sir. Just like
Mike,
the Mets.
You're time to talk, man.
Mike all business. I love it.
My God, you're a machine, man.
I think he might be.
You got four out of five. They were hard. I mean, for people that only follow the Phillies.
Should have got five out of five, but I'll pick four.
Wow.
Strong.
He
missed the last one. He should have, actually. Yeah. I think he should have.
So who's the batting title three teams in a row?
Luis Arias is his name.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out his name.
He is the old Marlin. He went with the Twins, the Marlins, and the Padres. The Twins, the Mariners, the Cubs, and Cardinals all were above 500. Tariq Skubal in the AL Central, four teams above 500. Three of them in the AL, still alive in the AL playoffs.
Wow, Mike, I truly tip my cap to you. That's a very impressive job by you. That's really, really, really impressive, man. I mean, obviously if someone hardcore follows it all, you can get them. But if you're only more dialed into the Phillies, that's a really well job done by you.
Is that like an excuse wrapped in there?
I mean, it's facts are facts. By the way, Mike,
awesome
you've won a prize. You've won, what is it, James, a Phillies hat?
Phillies hat, yes. We'll get it to you, Mike. Mike, we're going to put you on hold.
But
and
a lifetime of pride and joy.
Yes.
Mike, thank you so much.
Yes.
My soul goes with you. Thank you.
And you had to win.
Mike, the Phillies are going to follow your lead this weekend, baby.
Amen, brother.
We needed it. The guy who's scared of the Mets could not win today. Well done.
Exactly
well
right.
Well done.
All right. Way to go, Mike.
Mike, congratulations on putting you on hold. Congrats. And with that, let's shut it down. I said... And with that, let's shut it down. And with that,
yes!
I don't have the controls. I'm not flying the plane. And with that,
beaten.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Look. Yay. Everyone eventually loses.
All right.
Finally.
James, that was incredible work with the music.
Nicely
done.
Yeah. I had to.
Nicely done.
Yes. All right. Well, that guy was very impressive.
He
obviously.
Was good. Honestly, he went 4 for 4 like that. I thought he was going to get
Might have been
a
cyborg.
Yeah.
Might have been a cyborg.
Can like, I be so honest? Can I be honest? Testing. He was even
he
like
dork?
That on the phone with me. Like, when I answered, I'm like, he's like, Mike. I'm like, all right, Mike. He's like, maybe the ever. He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude. Let's roll, yeah. Man.
All business. I love
well,
it.
Well, congrats to that guy. That's really well done.
I hope he calls next week. Mike, please call a lot.
Well
that
done.
Guy knows everything.
I like that.
I feel like he was like, I'm so sick of the Hammer winning. I'm just
he's
I'm
like,
gonna
I'll
take
call.
Over the
I'll
team
just deal
I'm
with
just
it.
I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.